Chapter 85, The Wonder Doctor. Hirsch the peddler kept his word. He began to teach Kerpel how to read the Hebrew letters, repeating them again and again with great patience. Then they tried words and eventually sentences. Before long, Kerpel could read fluently and he began to know the meaning of some of the words. Kerpel returned to Sharya, and this time his by now dear friend Hirsch came with him. They planned to remain for a short time before continuing with their journey. A sudden change of weather brought fierce storms to the area, and it was impossible to leave town, and Hirsch decided to settle in Sharya for a while. Hirsch asked Kerpel about the Jewish community of Sharya. He was especially interested in its uneducated residents, those whom the scholars and the Rav prefer to avoid. Hirsch made a point of meeting these simple Jews, and he soon became their good friend. He would tell them, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel. Hashem did not distinguish between one Jew and another. He told Moshe to speak with all the Jews, without exception. With teachings like these, repeated again and again, he breathed new life and self-esteem into these uneducated, dejected Jews. Hirsch explained to them that just because they had not been born to parents who were Talmidei Chachamim, parents who could educate them in the learning of Torah, did not mean that they must remain uneducated all their lives. Your future is in your hands, he encouraged them warmly. It is never too late for you to begin learning Torah. At first, the simple Jews of Sharya gazed at Hirsch in astonishment. How could they learn Torah? Was it not true that only scholars and their children were permitted to learn? They had been told that lowly creatures like themselves did not even deserve to learn. Hirsch, however, kept repeating his message until they began to believe him. What you say sounds wonderful and truthful, they told him, but where will we find a teacher who will agree to teach uneducated adults like ourselves? Hirsch smiled warmly in reply. Here you are, he announced. I will be glad to be your teacher. The next day, Hirsch began to teach his class of unique students, men in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and even older. They learned Aleph Beis and the Nekudais. They studied in a small Beis Medrash on the outskirts of Sharya called Five Zalman's Beis Medrash, named after a warm, good-hearted man who had not had any children and built the Beis Medrash instead, so that he would be remembered after his passing. Anyone who happened to pass Five Zalman's Beis Medrash during Hirsch's class could not help but be filled with wonder. They heard a teacher calling out loudly, Patach Aleph Ah, followed by a large crowd of men's voices repeating together enthusiastically, Patach Aleph Ah, as Hirsch pointed to the words and vowels that he had drawn on a large wooden board. It wasn't long before the unusual cheder that had opened in Five Zalman's Beis Medrash was a topic of conversation throughout the town. The Rav of Sharya, Rav Shmuel Akiva, was told about the stranger who had begun teaching Torah to the most uneducated members of his community. One day, Hirsch was sitting at the head of the large table that stood along the southern side of the Beis Medrash, surrounded by students who listened carefully as he explained some of the words of Tefillah. All of a sudden, the Rav appeared in the doorway. Hirsch and his surprised students stood up in honor of their important guest. Rav Shmuel Akiva walked over to the head of the table, stretched out his arm to shake Hirsch's hand, and then kissed it warmly. The other men quickly placed a second chair at the head of the table. The Rav sat down and glanced around the room, apparently moved by what he saw. Turning to her, she exclaimed, I have no words to explain how much I admire you, Reb Hirsch. You have truly great merit. What you have done is extremely precious in the eyes of Hashem. The crowd of students, some of whom with white beards, was no less moved than the Rav. Their teacher Hirsch had succeeded in raising them from being considered the lowliest men in Sharya. He had brought them a measure of recognition and respect, why the Rav himself had come to honor them and show support for their studies. Let me give you a mushel, Rev Shmuel Akiva told the men. In a certain land, there was a wise and good-hearted king who loved his subjects and concerned himself with providing for their needs. The king set aside 3 sessions each week during which anyone in his kingdom could come to his palace and pour out their troubles before him, asking for his help. After the people had left, the king's men would busy themselves with fulfilling his subjects' many requests. Not far from the palace was a street on which mute people lived. Like everyone else, they longed to ask the king for his assistance in all sorts of matters. However, because they were unable to speak, there was no way for them to explain their needs to the king. They therefore had no choice but to keep their troubles locked up in their own hearts. One day, all the mute people came to the palace and began to make requests of the king. The king was amazed at the wondrous event. How were these mute people able to speak? They explained that a great doctor had arrived in the city. He had succeeded in curing them, and he had even trained them to speak clearly and articulately. The good king invited this doctor to his palace and showered him with many wonderful gifts. "You, my dear brothers," cried Shmuel Akiva as he gazed from one face to the next, "were like mute men. You did not know how to daven. You were certainly unable to learn Torah. You had no way to express the troubles that were in your hearts to the king of the universe. Now, look what has happened. The wonderful Reb Hirsch has arrived in our town. He is a miraculous healer, a wonder doctor. Within a short time, he has taught you how to open your mouths and daven, to speak with Hashem. All of you are now able to be part of Hashem's congregation in davening and in learning. There is no way to measure the greatness of Reb Hirsch's actions." The Reb's eyes streamed with tears as he faced the crowd. "I bless you, my dear brothers, that Hashem should accept your davening and listen to the sound of your Torah learning." Turning to Hirsch, he added, "For your great and noble activities, you should be blessed with all good things." Word of the Rav's visit spread throughout the town. When the people heard the mushel, they began to fully appreciate the value of Hirsch's classes. However, not everything went as smoothly as he had hoped. Some of Sharia's residents were not very pleased with his classes. In fact, they were absolutely furious with him.